Good morning. Today we have a fascinating, a very important question as it comes to standing up when a Talmud Chacham walks within four amos of us. The question is as follows. If we know who that individual is and we know he's a Talmud Chacham, obviously stand up. But what if you don't know if he's a Talmud Chacham? Looks like a Talmud Chacham, walks like a Talmud Chacham, but may not be a Talmud Chacham. It's wearing a long coat and a proper hat, a shtreimel, a bekesha, whatever, a Borsellino, whatever the case may be. He looks dignified, a white beard. We're not talking about somebody who is above the age of 70, because then there's an obligation, a mitzvah to stand up for a zaken, somebody who is elderly. We're talking about somebody who is not of that age, but maybe it's a Talmud Chacham. So we have a suffix. We don't know. Talmud Chacham, not a Talmud Chacham. Because of that suffix, should we be machmir and stand up? So in fact, the Sefer Kima V'Hidur says as follows, when you have a Safek Chacham, there are those who have written that there is no obligation to stand up. In fact, he brings a number of Achronim who say that. One of them is the Chazon Ish, who said that when you have a Safek of a Talmud Chacham, you don't need to stand. Why not? Because you have a Rav and Chazaka that he's not a Talmud Chacham. What does that mean? So the majority of people, says the Chazon Ish, are not Talmidei Chacham. You would go by majority. And there's no majority here that somebody who is looking like that, even somebody who's looking like that, even if he's dignified and dressed as a Talmud Chacham would, the majority are not halachic Talmidei Chachamim, so we would go by majority, we would go by Rav, and here the Rav of Anashim, the majority of people are not Talmidei Chachamim, so we would not have an obligation to stand up, even though it's a suffix. So too, the Tshuva Sheves HaKehati says as follows, that there's no obligation to stand up when you have a suffix of a Chacham. Why? Same reason, Kevan Shurov Anashim Einam Talmidei Chachamim, because the majority of people are not Talmidei Chachamim. Talmidei Chachamim are not shchicha. They are not commonly found. It's unusual to have somebody who's a bona fide, real Talmud Chacham for whom we would need to stand up. Accordingly, if we have a suffix, there's no obligation to stand up. Now, what's interesting is the Shevet HaKahati contrasts this with when you have a suffix of somebody who is elderly. When we have somebody who is elderly, we don't know. Maybe he's 69, maybe he's 71, maybe he's 75. It's tough to tell. We don't know, and we don't know if there's an obligation to stand up for him or not. We, in that instance, when it comes to an elderly individual, we say, suffix de'oraisa l'chumra. When you have a doubt, when it relates to a de'oraisa din, when it relates to something that is a mitzvah mid'oraisa or an isra de'oraisa, suffix de'oraisa l'chumra, we are strict. So if we have a suffix of somebody, is this person above 70? Is he not above 70? That is a suffix, and this is a mitzvah mid'oraisa, standing up, mivnei seiva takum, etc. We have a mitzvah, an obligation of de'oraisa to stand up. So even when it's a suffix, we're going to be machmir and stand up. And how about now when we have a Talmud Chacham? Why would we not say the same thing? A suffix d'oraisa, it's also a mitzvah d'oraisa. Why would not we be machmir? So the answer is because if we're looking at somebody who is elderly and he looks elderly, indeed, we can't say that the majority are young. That is not the case. We can't establish that rov, but when it comes to Talmud Chacham, indeed we can say that the rov, the majority of people, are not Talmidei Chachamim. So because when it comes to a zaken, we don't have that rationale of saying the majority are not Talmidei Chachamim, we would not say the majority are not elderly, because this person does look elderly. Indeed, it could be that the majority are elderly. We would be machmir when it comes to the elderly, and we are meika when it comes to Talmidei Chachamim. And in fact, he points out the following. When it comes to aging, people are constantly aging. So it's always going in the direction, if we have a suffix, is this person elderly or not? It's always going in the direction of this person is getting older and older. But when it comes to a Talmud Chacham, we don't have the assumption that this person is always becoming a greater and greater Talmud Chacham. So the arrows go in opposite directions. And the bottom line then is when it comes to a Talmud Chacham, when you have a suffix, is the person a Talmud Chacham or not? We are going to be lenient and there's no obligation to stand up when it comes to elderly. Although we brought in the past a number of rationales to be lenient, but the Ikra Psak of Rav Eliashiv and others is to be machmir. Even though it's a suffix elderly, it's a d'oraisa, so we should be Machmir the Tshuvas Nachlas Lisrael says as follows: Ein Tzarich Lakum Ibnei Safek Chacham. Again, you don't have to stand up because of Safek Chacham. And he brings the same rationale, but in a different way. He phrases it in a different way. There is a Mamar Chazal that says that 1,000 go into the base medrash to learn mikra, to learn psukim. One comes out of the 1,000 comes out as a great Talmud Chacham who can paskin shailas in a major way. So we see here that exactly that, that the numbers here, that there's no majority of people that are Talmidei Chachamim. It's 1 in 1,000, and accordingly we are lenient. Now, continuing in the Sefer Kima V'Idir, he does say something that tweaks us a little bit. Not a lot, but a little bit. So I'm going to read his language, and then we'll try to explain what he says. So he says, a Safek Chacham, if we have a Safek, is somebody a Talmud Chacham or not? Yeshikasvu Shein Chiyuv Lakum Ipanav. There is somebody of the opinion. It's not only one. It's the Chazon Ish. It's Rav Gross and the Shevet HaKahati and others, the Tshuvas Nachlas Lisrael and others as well, that are of the view that when it comes to Safek of a Talmud Chacham, you don't have to stand. And this is what we're adding on now. Ela Eimken Yesh Litlos Shu Chacham. Unless we can rely, unless we have a reason to believe. It's not saying that we have proof, but we have a reason to believe that he is a Talmud Chacham. Now, that doesn't mean that because he has a lot of views on Kol HaLashon or something like that, but it could be that we have a reason to believe he's Talmud Chacham. Maybe he has a lot of shirim that he's given, or he has a lot of Talmidim, or something. It could be something like that. In the footnote here, it says, V'davar zeh taloi lefi hamakom v'azman. This will depend whether we have something to be told, to rely, to hang on, to in order to rely on that he's a Talmud Chacham. This depends based on the time and the place. So what does that mean? It depends on the time and place. So it could be that it means when it comes to the makom, the place, if you're in a town somewhere and you don't have a lot of people who dress dignified in a certain way or carry themselves in a certain way, and it looks like he's a Talmud Chacham because he's answered a few questions. Not that we really know for sure, but we have a strong inclination in this location, this is that person, he stands out. Or it depends on the time. That, in other words, this changes maybe based on generation to generation. We're going to look in this generation or in this time, what's applicable now in a certain place. If somebody's a Talmud Chacham or not, it's not going to be the same as two generations ago where the standards were higher. It could be that what that means. But the bottom line here is, if it's the default is, if it's a Safek, there's no obligation to stand for Talmud Chacham. But if there's a reason to believe that he's a Talmud Chacham, even if we don't know for sure, then indeed we should be standing. Now, interestingly, the Shalmas Chaim Rav Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld says that praiseworthy is the person who is mekayim the pashtus of the mitzvah to stand up for an individual, even when it's a Safek Talmud Chacham. So here he's not saying that there's an obligation. We're going in another direction. Everyone we quoted so far says that there's no obligation when there's a Safek, and Rav Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld is saying, but nonetheless, praiseworthy is somebody who does stand up even when there is a Safek. So he's saying not easy, would be worthy to be machmir on this. Now, having said that, the Sefer Kima V'Hider points out, indeed, that could be problematic, to just be machmir, even when there's a suffix. So I'm going to stand up for everyone that I think may be a Talmud Chacham. But what that is going to do is that you're going to wind up standing for everyone when there's a suffix. And what is that going to do for somebody who is a real Talmud Chacham? It's now impossible to distinguish. You're going to be standing up for this suffix and that suffix. And when the big Talmud Chacham comes by, you're just going to show him the same respect as everyone else. And that, in fact, is taking away from the mitzvah. So, in fact, just being machmir on this would be a bad thing to do, not a good thing to do. Just to read in his language, in the Sefer Kima V'Hidur, Ramna Mi'idach, on the other side, despite the fact that Rav Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld said it's praiseworthy to be machmir when you have a Safek Talmud Chacham, but we also have to look in the opposite direction, analyze this in the opposite direction. Shim kam ibnei kol adam, if you're going to stand up for everyone who is a Safek Talmud Chacham, for lo nikar hahidur kishikam ibnei Talmud Chacham, it's not going to be recognizable any difference when you stand in front of a real Talmud Chacham, because you're standing up for everyone. And in fact, that could denigrate from the mitzvah. It could be taking away from the mitzvah. And we do need discretion. We should be standing up for people who are Talmidei Chachamim, but not those who are not Talmidei Chachamim. So apparently, The major psak to come out of this is this is a suffix. It's a real suffix. I have no information about this individual. He looks like it. He walks like it. But I have no clue if he's a real Talmud Chacham. No obligation to stand up. But if there's reason to know, reason to believe, although I don't know for sure, but reason to believe that he's a Talmud Chacham, not just looking at his dress, but I have more substantial information, but not definitive information, then indeed we should be machmir and stand up for such an individual. Have a wonderful day.